It's now 7 minutes past seven, and Lisa Pereira is here now with It Says in the Papers.
Irish households are stashing away more money as the population ages and young people save to buy houses. That's according to information from the central bank. John Burns reports in the Irish Independent that Ireland has become a nation of savers, with the rate expected to reach almost 16% by 2028. On a spectrum of savers to big spenders, he writes, we're far closer to Scrooge than Marie Antoinette. Cocaine is pouring into the country to feed the Christmas party market. So writes Cormac O'Keefe, security correspondent for the Irish Examiner. He's calculated that at 1.8 tonnes, the quantity of cocaine seized so far this year is twice what it was in 2024. That story is also on the front of the Herald, where the focus is on Wednesday's seizure by Gardaí in Kildare and Wexford of cocaine smuggled into Ireland in horse boxes with the animals still inside. One woman and two men were arrested, one of whom is a former Sinn Féin activist. The phrase 3 minutes of madness is on the front of several newspapers this morning. Those were the words used by the lawyer for Sandra Burke, who was given a 6-month jail term yesterday for sending social media messages to Taoiseach Simon Harris, threatening murder and harm to his family. Judge Michelle Finan said, these crimes are committed behind closed doors and in the comfort of people's homes, yet they have a catastrophic impact on the recipients. You'll find that story on the front of the Irish Sun, the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Mirror. Two long reads worth your time. Mark Paul spends a day with Tommy Robinson, whom he describes as the UK's most notorious anti-Muslim activist. And Arthur Beasley goes in-depth into what he calls the DAA's unedifying firefight with its chief executive, Kenny Jacobs, both of those in the Irish Times. The Irish Daily Mail reports that the Department of Social Protection is more worried about pensioners than job seekers when it comes to welfare fraud. John McKeown, Secretary General of the Department, told the Doyle Public Accounts Committee yesterday that some pensioners are claiming a dependency allowance to which they're not entitled for spouses or cohabitants. It derives from a loophole, which means that only the dependent is means tested and not the claimant. This could provide the pensioner with up to €260 extra per week if information is withheld about the dependent's assets. Mr. McKeown said typically the fraud is only uncovered after someone dies and the money can be hard to recoup. But the paper reports that he was keen to emphasise that welfare fraud is rare and accounts for just 1% of payments issued each year. Judges are looking for more Garda protection as litigants become more disruptive and sometimes violent. That's in the Irish Times. The paper has also identified the top 25 moments of the year in women's sport. Topping the list is Kate O'Connor, who crowned a remarkable season by winning a silver heptathlon medal at the World Athletics Championships in Tokyo. Some years just belong to a standout performer, says the paper.